This ends in Christ Jesus. Why, I'll bet you still believe in miracles. I'll never forget those words from the lips of a Methodist minister who was trying to enlighten me and convert me to his point of view some 35 years ago. I was still young at the time, and I'm sure that he was trying to help me in what he regarded as my youthful naivete. We were participating in a religious emphasis week at one of the larger universities. I had presented my point of view on creation and evolution in the afternoon, and now it was evening and we were chatting. My Methodist friend went on to explain that miracles were simply instances of in which the people of the time did not understand the natural cause and effect relationship which governed the universe. They were living in a pre-scientific age, and they did not have the knowledge and understanding that we have today. And so, for my benefit, he went into great detail to explain the miracles that are recorded in Scripture. He concentrated his attention on the story of Moses striking the rock in the wilderness. And he went on to explain that Moses had spent some 40 years in the wilderness and so was familiar with the wells that were there. He knew exactly where they were placed. Now, they had been covered with large stones to keep the drifting sand from blowing into them. The miracle, he said, was that Moses was able to locate those wells. He brushed aside the sand, laid aside the stone, and there was water. It was that that caused so much wonder and awe in the hearts of the Israelites. My response was that my faith was based on a miracle, a supernatural occurrence, the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And this Methodist minister went on to explain that Jesus Christ was just as dead as the people in the cemetery across the street from where we were standing. I countered with the question as to where the miracle then of the resurrection was to be found. And he answered that the miracle lay in the fact that Christ's influence still lived on in history and civilization so long after he had died. I thought I had a very telling response to him by pointing out that Washington and Lincoln had also been dead for a long time. Oh, he said, but they've only been dead for 100 and 200 years, and Jesus Christ has been dead for almost 2,000 years. Well, what about miracles then? In the gospel which we heard just a few minutes ago, we had an account of two of these. To begin with, we want to note that the Bible is permeated with accounts of miracles. I'm not a particular fan of Pat Robinson, either of his theology, his showmanship, or his politics. But I cringe when he is attacked for believing that God can affect miracles. The God whom I worship and the God of the Bible is not a watchmaker God, a God who is withdrawn from this world. He is very much a part of the world yet, the world which he created. It is his kingdom of power, and he exercises that power here. Ordinarily, he does that through the cause and effect relationship to the natural laws which he has established. But since he created these, he can also suspend them. And he does this in response to our prayers when it is for our God, for our good. Now, what is striking is that the purpose of miracles is not to create faith, but rather to confirm faith. Jesus marveled at the centurion's faith. Not a faith that was created by the healing of his slave, but a faith that was already present when he came to Jesus requesting help for this beloved slave of his. People who believe that miracles will create faith in the hearts of people are doomed to disappointment. In our day, those who believe that finding the Ark of Noah on Mount Ararat will authenticate the scriptures are doomed to disappointment. Personally, I suspect that the Ark decayed and disintegrated many, many years ago. But if it is found, I am certain that it will not create a wave of faith in the scriptural account. The leaders of the Jews knew that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, but they still did not believe and still did not accept him as the Messiah. Faith is a gift of the Holy Spirit. It is worked in our hearts by him. It does not depend on rational proof and on miracles. Miracles also point us to our creaturehood. They show us how helpless and how dependent we are. We are not the masters of our faith, nor are we the captains of our souls. As God has enabled us to learn more and more about the natural laws through which he works, we've at times become arrogant, cocky, and self-confident. And then God lets us see how really helpless we are, how grateful we are then, when he keeps his promise, and we appreciate as never before the little things involved in our daily existence, the food and the drink which he gives us so generously. And we appreciate the healing that he affords us in response to our prayers. Finally, miracles create awe in the hearts of believers. Skeptics still dismiss them, but those in whose hearts God has already created faith see his power, his care for his children, and his mercy in answering our prayers. You will see miracles in your ministry, not only miracles of the creation of faith, but also instances in the day-to-day lives of your people as they go about their daily activities. You will have to look on them, though, with the eye of faith. Otherwise, you will be in no better condition than the skeptics who deny them. But once you have seen these miracles and have acknowledged that God sends them, you, like the people of Nain, will glorify God. You will recognize Jesus Christ for the great prophet that he is, and you will praise God who visits his people and who enters into their daily lives and their daily activities. So what's this then about miracles? They do indeed occur. God is not the impotent watchmaker God that some would have us believe that he is. God is imminent. He hears our prayers. And when it is for our welfare, he answers them in the way in which we would like them answered. In any case, and in every case, he answers them in the way that he knows to be best for us. We pray for a scorpion, and he gives us a fish. We pray for a stone, and he gives us a loaf of bread. And so we stand in awe of him, and we glorify him. The miracles do not create faith in our hearts. nor does saving faith depend on them. But miracles confirm the faith that we have in the gracious God whom we worship. Amen.